And you can stay there for all I care.
You know what? Fine. I didn't want to stay in your stupid house anyway. It's stuffy in there. Poorest ductwork, if you ask me. Oh, plus you haven't replaced that Glade air freshener for weeks. I mean, why is it still in the outlet? It's dried up, you son of a bitch. Get a new one already. Oh, one other thing. You scratch your balls way too much. Seriously, Master, it's disgusting. B.B. King should strum his guitar so much. Yeah, you don't think I noticed, Mr. Stinky Fingers? Hey, Jerry, you all right?
Oh, hey, Sebastian. Yeah, I just got tossed out of the house again.
Humping the couch cushions again, huh?
Yeah. Wait, what? No.
What the hell?
Who the hell would do a thing like that?
Oh, nobody. I mean, of course not. Nobody I know of. Certainly not me. Feels good.
You sure you're all right, Sebastian?
Sure, I'm fine. So what did you get busted for?
Ah, chewing underwear again. I don't know what he's so angry about. I always leave old blue Speedo alone, and that pair with the elephant face on the front. You know, with the gray trunk hanging down, so Master's got a place to put his... I don't know what it is about underwear. I just love him. It's like a drug to me, man. I know nothing good's gonna come out of it. I know it's frowned upon by society. And I know it's contributed to my low test scores this semester, but I just can't help it. I got in trouble not 1 minute ago, and I'm already thinking about my next hit.
It's the soaked-in smell. That's what you like about it.
Well, of course it's the soaked-in smell, Scooby. I sure as hell ain't doing it because I got some weird John Hinckley thing going on for Master.
Oh, of course not. If you did, you'd put his bloomers in a Ziploc freezer bag with one single black rose, a squirt of wind song, and the sheet music to an old Christopher Cross track.
When did you get so f***ing weird, Sebastian?
Look, my point was, at least you don't fancy the taste of human shorty pants. That's all I'm saying.
Well, of course not. What kind of sick bastard do you take me? Hey, my nuts, and I should reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Hi, Jerry. Come here. You gotta see this.
Hey, Blackie. Can't you see I'm talking to someone here? You nutless, three-legged, one-eyed, one-eared freak. I mean, how insensitive can you be?
Okay, but I think I found some poop from space.
Poop from space? I'm not really interested, but the rest of the skit sort of depends on it, so I'll be right there.
The rest of the skit.
See, Jerry? Space poop.
By God, I think you're right, Blackie. Oops, sorry, I forgot about the bad ear.
I said, by God, I think you're right, Blackie.
See, it's shaped like perfect little flakes.
Well, it sure is the right color for it, I'll give you that.
Not if you've eaten like a whole bag of Starburst or a bunch of baby food.
Jeez, Sebastian, when did you hop the crazy train, man?
Yeah.
Now, let's see. It doesn't smell like poop. Nope, it sort of smells like Female Master's new brown-colored wall.
Wait, I know exactly what these are. My master calls them paint chips. I've been eating a lot of them lately.
You eat them, huh? Well, I guess there's only one way to find out its secret.
I said there's only one way to find out its secret.
10 minutes later.
Whoa. What the hell is in paint chips, man? Oh, whatever it is, my head is spinning.
Ah. You sure you're all right, Jerry? You don't look so good.
Sebastian, man, where'd you get that second head of yours? I don't even know which one's talking. Take it off, man. Take it off. I'm serious. You're really weirding me out right now.
Second head? I don't have a second head.
You got two heads, and one of them is pissing me off. Hey, a doggy biscuit.
Oh, Jerry, that's Blackie's.
Tail.
Ruff. A doggy biscuit tastes like ass. Oh, holy crap. There's a toad, man. Where did you come from, toad? Hey, toad. You, Toad! You freaking piece of sh**! fucking toad. What's that, toad? The last unicorn is in trouble. He's grazing in a bacon meadow beyond the gravy river. Well, let's go then. Let's check this shit out, toad. Man, where'd you learn to play that tin whistle? It's fucking beautiful, dude. No, wait, man. Don't scratch at that door. You wake the dragon. If Kevin doesn't care, why should I, man? That's Britney's problem now. Come on, let's go write a song or something. I mean, what do you carry a sitar for if you're not gonna write a song? Hey, Toad, don't look now, but the biggest cat I've ever seen is standing right behind you, man.
Meow.
Run, man! Cat dude is like 9 feet tall, dude. There's no time to make the donuts, Toad. Hey, what are you looking at, man?
Hey, Jerry. What you doing, boy?
What? Oh, man. Who are you? Like some alien man with your... helmet on!
How do you like my new hockey gear, boy? You're looking at the four-string goaltender for the heated cross-town Chandler Ice Monkeys. Mom drives me an hour to practice on account that our local team only had 60 uniforms. And the rule is every player needs 3 backup jerseys. Anyway, the way I figure it, I'm but 3 gruesome injuries away from ice time. Then I'll be the great jackpot, standing on my head to make spectacular save after spectacular save with the oven mitt I've been forced to wear in lieu of highly expensive official hockey gear my mother refers to as unnecessary expenditures.
Timmy?
Boy, you okay, boy? You sure are walking funny.
What, like funny gay? Or like Blackie in high heels funny?
Uncle Walter! Help!
12 hours later.
What the? Oh, where am I? Oh, hey, precious. Wow, what a headache I've got. Woo! Paint chips, huh? Is that what did this to me? That doesn't surprise me. F***ing Sebastian. Well, I don't know, Precious. I guess Boyz II Men was just tired of making music. I don't have time for this right now. Can't you see I'm really in a bad state here? Just had the worst dream of my life. Hallucinations? Is that what they're calling it? Well, good. At least nothing was real, because that was some scary What do you mean one thing was real? Oh, no. Poor Blackie. Boy, when it rains, it pours, huh? Well, that's the last time I put something in my mouth that I'm not entirely comfortable. Hey, my nuts! And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?